You know, within the Roman Catholic Church, we canonize a lot of saints. Talk about the greatness of so many saints. If you think about it, there's over 200 canonized St. Johns. That's a lot of Johns. 266 popes, almost a third of them are actually canonized saints. Some of them we're not so proud of, but some of them we're very proud of. That by itself, 200 Johns, maybe a third of the popes, that'd pretty much cover the year, wouldn't it? We haven't even gotten some of the more favorite saints or some of the exciting saints that you might think about who aren't named John. It covers a great many possibilities. It became a reminder within the church very early on that while we celebrate various saints' days throughout the year, there are a lot of people in heaven that we don't actually talk about as canonized. The church has always tried to maintain and make very clear to us that while we do canonize certain people, we do talk about certain people definitely being in heaven, they are not the only people in heaven. There are a great many who go unknown. So it traces back as early as the 6th century that the church has seen fit, seen a need to celebrate all those saints we may not know by name. When I think about this great solemnity, I always think about comics. I think about Batman. It's one of my favorites. You might think Batman's one of my favorite heroes, but actually one of my favorites is Alfred. Alfred is Batman's butler. May not sound like a very glorious job, it may not sound very interesting at all, but if you know anything about Alfred, you know that he's a member of British intelligence. He's a retired member of the British Royal Air Force. He's actually trained and quite capable in close combat, hand-to-hand, long-term logistics, battle training and standards. He's also a field medic, a basic surgeon, can suture, heal, and aromatherapy. He is fully capable in basic design. He has several patents and various electronic devices that he has invented for Batman to use. And yet, when Batman goes out and he beats up a bad guy, nobody knows about Alfred. Alfred is an unsung hero, one that goes unnoticed, largely unknown. Nobody thinks twice about the butler. When truth be told, when we celebrate the solemnity of all the saints, that's exactly who we celebrate. We celebrate those unsung heroes of the church, those ones who faithfully put in their time, serve faithfully in the church, want to give everything that they have and live the life of Christ, but might go unnoticed. They don't have any famous miracles that tie back to them. They don't have journals that people read and find to be epic works that need to be shared. They don't have anything that stands out as something particularly fantastic. And yet they are saints in heaven, so there is something fantastic to celebrate about them. As we celebrate this beautiful solemnity, I really want to encourage you to consider very seriously those wonderful unsung heroes. It's even more lucky that we have an opportunity to celebrate the solemnity on a Friday, because as we celebrate the solemnity on a Friday, it actually calls to us to suspend our usual Friday penances, because this is a solemnity. Remember that at various times the church calls us to fast, to make sacrifice, and we are encouraged to sacrifice with the church. It is our calling as Catholics. But everyone's good on the sacrifice part, but oftentimes we forget that the church celebrates as well. And the church has certain times where we are at our highest celebration. Solemnity is the highest kind of celebration we have. And to not celebrate with the church and rejoice and have those great rejoicings with the church at its highest points, it's just as insulting as refusing to sacrifice in the days of the church on access to sacrifice. And so it is today that we should celebrate. We should absolutely go out and rejoice in this wonderful time where we celebrate these great, incredible, wonderful, many, many saints. We just don't know their names. And so we celebrate all of the saints. All those who gave their lives to God, whether through martyrdom or through purity itself, that white martyrdom, all of them are celebrated today. So go have some cake, or considering the time of year, probably some candy. This great and wonderful time that we can celebrate so many beautiful things. Maybe we know those people. Maybe they were our neighbor, maybe they were our family. Those great heroic people who maybe they're not known outside our family, but truly are remarkable, holy lives that inspire us, that aid us, and call us to something greater.